morning. We got a great preacher here today. His name is Patrick Lim, all the way from Malaysia. All the way from Malaysia. Man, yeah. We honor you, brother. We honor you, Patrick, as you come this morning. And we just pray God's blessing and God's power on you, upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Awesome. What a wonderful worship service to be had, didn't we? And as during that worship time, I just felt the Lord speak to me very clearly. As I experienced His presence, this is what He said. He said, "For all the plans that you have conceived, that you have thought of, all your well-thought plans, and all the plans that you feel that seems good in your sight, I'm going to rain on your parade." I'm going to rain on your parade. Because I'm going to send my rain. I'm going to send my rain. I am watching over my plans, and I'm watching over my church. I will send my rain, and my rain will give birth to my plans. So, take your eyes off your parade and look unto me. Amen. Because when I send the rain, do not open your umbrellas. He didn't say that, but I kind of figured out that's what he meant. See, like most of us, when it rains, the first thing you do is to open your umbrellas, isn't it? And Sue can testify about me. Whenever she asks me to go out for a walk, I'm the first one to look at the weather. Any sign of a cloud, I say, it's going to rain. Let's not walk today. Let's stay at home. It's quite an irony because today's message is about the rain. It says, when I send the rain, don't open up the umbrella. Get immersed in it. Get immersed and get soaked in my rain and be completely soaked through. Amen. As you look forward to a revival that's going to come, don't neglect the seasonal rains that I will bring to you. All right? Did you get that? As you are looking forward and you are eyeing towards a revival that God is going to bring, don't neglect the rains in seasons, because they will build and build and build until you cannot contain it. All right? You receive it. Oh, do you receive it, church? Praise the Lord. Okay. So the title of the message today is not raining on your parade. It's capturing the seasonal rains. Amen? All right. So we're just going to go through a few things about the rain, the seasonal rains, and it's talked about in the Bible. All right? These are the rains that God sends unto us. All right? So He has ordained and He has set the times and the seasons and for His rain to come upon you and upon the church. And these seasonal rains are going to bless you. It's all meant to bless you. Will you say amen to that? Thank you, Dad. You know, let's just pray for a minute. Bow your heads with me, please. Father, I just thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for the wonderful presence, O God, of your Spirit today. And I pray, Father God, Lord, that as we go through your message of hope and of blessing and of your rain that's going to come, your supernatural rain, O God, Father, I pray, Lord, that we will have open hearts to receive your word. Father, I pray, O God, each and every person who hears my voice, Lord, shall be blessed today. Lord, shall receive your word and shall receive an understanding of your word, O God. Nothing more, nothing less, O God, but it's all because of you. It's not by might, nor by power, nor by any plans that we can conceive, O God, but it's by your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Everyone okay? All right, let's go. So basically, the rain is going to come, all right? And the rain is meant to bless you above everything, all right? It's to start new things in your life, new assignments, new projects, new ministries, new things that God has already planned for you, new things that God has your name on it. And we heard today, these are the assignments from God. And God is going to start new things, but He's going to send the rain, amen? You are not just going to receive an assignment or a mission, but He's going to send the rain to bless you and to strengthen you and to affirm you and to approve you. Isn't that good? God doesn't just leave you there and say, hey, you go there and do this. Hey, you go to Africa and win Africa for me. No, He will send His rain. And you go with His rain. Amen? Because that's His anointing. Next one is that He's going to strengthen you. And you started your journey. You may have started it already, and God has said to you, and God has called you out, and you have begun that journey. And God will send the rain again to strengthen you in that calling. Amen? So that's seasonal rain, and I'll go through it in more detail. And there's a time also that He will bring the rain to purify, to cleanse, and to realign your thinking. Don't be afraid to go sideways. Kristen said some weeks ago, don't be afraid to launch out and to move out and feel that sometimes you may not do the right thing. Don't be afraid of that, because God's going to send the rain to bring you back in alignment. Amen? Okay, cool. So, what are the seasonal rains that God has in the Bible? All right, God says in His Word, He's going to send the former rain. The former rain is for planting new seeds, new assignments, new things. Every new thing that He wants to do in your life, He's going to bring that rain to bring growth, to start a new growth, okay? So it's a time of plowing, it's a time of preparing the soil, it's a time of seeding, it's a time of preparing your hearts. We heard the word today, prepare your hearts, have an open heart, prepare your hearts for the seed of God to come in. The seed of God is an instruction from the Lord concerning you. It's a plan from the Lord. It's an assignment of the Lord that He wants you to accomplish. But He will send the rain to bring growth on it. Amen. So when it rains, be aware that God will send the rain, because that's going to consolidate it. It's going to consolidate the planting. It's going to consolidate the seeding. It will cause it to shoot up and grow. Alright? You need the supernatural, because here we are talking about the supernatural. We are not talking about planting basil or carrots or crops. In the natural, it works that way too. But there are seasons that God has appointed. Also in the spiritual, in your life, God has also appointed the seasons in your life for planting. Alright? So that's the first thing, for planting. And then the next one is for harvest, close to harvest time. And when the plant requires the rain to be strengthened, because it's got the, he has to go through the harsh environment and harsh the season changes and so on. So God sends the rain again, and this time is to strengthen you. It strengthened you in your calling. Isn't that good? So God births it, but God also strengthens. And then there's a winter time when I'll come back to you. So that's the latter rain. The latter rain is for strengthening. All right? You may have gone through a journey and you are depleted. You have gone through hard times, and now you find that you are a little bit, you know, down. You are a little bit burdened, and God is going to send the rain to strengthen you, and that's the latter rain. And there's also the winter rain, and the winter rain, or snow in some cases, and the snow is for purification and to give you a sense of awe about God. It's a time where very little growth in your plants, and it's a time for us to reflect. It's a time where nothing much happens, but it's a time of waiting. It's a time of looking to God and say, God, what a wonderful God you are. All right? So this is a time for that. One thing we had to do is just go to James 5:7 if you can, and read from there. James 5:7. First word it says here in James 5:7, it says, be patient. How many times we heard the word patient today? Be patient, all right? Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming, all right? So we are coming to a, we have a focus on the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. All right? So you can look at it in your own time. But few things here to take note, right? It's be patient. And be like the farmer. Be like the farmer. There's a lot of illustrations in the Bible, and quite often it's talking about the farmer. It's quite often talking about the planting of seeds and so on. But it says in this verse here, in your Christian life, be like a farmer. Be like a farmer. What does a farmer do? He waits for the land to yield crops. What does he do? He waits. There's something about the farmer that has a lot of confidence in the land. When he puts the seed onto the land, he has full confidence that there's going to yield a harvest, and the ground is going to do its thing to produce crops. You think about it in your supernatural, in your spiritual life. If you were to put something and invest in God's kingdom, it is like the farmer planting something into the ground. If you invest something, as God says, invest in the kingdom of God, you are putting it in good ground. You are putting it into the ground, and then you have to wait for something supernatural to happen. Quite often that doesn't really happen that way, isn't it? We say we trust God, and we put and commit it to God, and say, Lord, you see my problems, see my issues here, I put it to you, I commit it to you. And then after that, we start to kind of mess with it. We try to find answers to the problems that we have committed to God. We mess with it. Am I speaking to someone? Yeah? It happens to me all the time. You know, somehow I can't let it just drop into the seed and drop into the soil and just leave it there for its thing to happen. I often go pray about it, and then I have to mess with it. I have to do something about it. I have to touch it, take it out and see whether there's any progress or not, and then put it back again. How many of you with the green fingers know that when you plant something, in taking it out, looking at it and putting it back again, it's not that good? Agree? It's not really that good for farming. The farmer doesn't do that. The farmer plants it and then he waits. Of course, he maintains the grounds and all those things and so on, but then he waits. He waits and acknowledge and understand that the ground has all it does to create growth or to get that growth. Amen. And he's patiently waiting also for the autumn and spring rain. Note this. He understands that he's putting it into the ground. The ground has something to do with the growth. He has limited way of affecting the growth. Do you agree? It's the ground that causes it, the nutrients in the ground cause it to grow. But also, he's relying on the rain. God's rain, all right? It comes in seasons. Have you ever heard of a farmer that plants and has no confidence that there's going to be rain coming? They say, oh, I planted that seed, you know, over my 2-acre property. I'm not quite sure whether it's going to rain in due season. I'm not sure whether I'm going to get a harvest. So I'm going to plant in Australia as well. And Australia has less rain. Didn't get the joke, that's why. No, the farmer doesn't do that. He does it with great confidence that it will rain. All right? So it's not if it will rain, it is when it will rain. And he knows it's going to rain. So it's similar to us. And I'm encouraging you, and I'm trying to say that this is a biblical principle. If you sow or invest anything in the kingdom of God, God's going to send the rain. It will come. Not whether it will come or not, or whether you sow or not. It will come. And it has, to a certain point, it has no reflection on whether you sow or not. Do you get me? It will rain whether you sow or not. But those who sow will reap. The opportunity is yours. Alright? Opportunity is yours. If you sow, God will bring the rain in season, in His time, and you will get growth, you will get a produce, you will get the harvest, you will get a return. If you don't sow, then it is as per normal. Nothing happens. All follow? This is something that was, when I read this, it just startled me a little bit, because I always had that, I don't know, individual mindset, I guess, self-centeredness. You say that, you know, I'm important to God, right? I'm a child of God, right? When I sow, God's going to bring the rain because I sow into the kingdom. You know, He's going to bring all the resources. He's going to open up the windows of heaven. He's going to bring all the resources to bear because I'm obedient and I sow into His kingdom. I invest in His kingdom. Actually, He says no. That's not the case. He scatters seed to everyone. He's scattering seed even right now to every person here. And some will fall on good soil, some will fall on not so good soil, and so on. Everyone gets a chance to reap. Everyone gets a chance to plant. If you take that seed and if you run with it, God promises you, and He's already set and ordained all these things, that the rain will come. If you take the opportunity, if you take that chance with Him, to sow and to grab hold of what God has spoken to you, He will bring the rain and you will flourish. You will sow and you will reap. And again He says, whatever you sow, you will reap. That is His promise. Lay hold on His promise. Remember His promise. Be reminded of His promise. Lay hold of His promise that whatever you sow, you will reap and multiply. And multiply. And He will give you sufficient for the next season for planting. That is His promise. That is His promise. So the principle for us is to understand that and to apply it to our life. What is it that you want to plant? What is it that God has spoken to you that you need to sow into His kingdom? Things that you can sow into the kingdom is like things that belongs to you that you want to invest in the kingdom. Money, your time, your love. I want to point out to you just quickly the difference between grace and blessing. We hear a lot about grace, the grace of God, and then there's also the blessing of God. What are the differences? The grace of God talks about unmerited favor. That means there's nothing you can do to get the grace of God. Nothing you can do. All right? It's unmerited. That means God will give it to you out of His free will. Because, just simply because of who He is. All right? God gives you the grace to do certain things. God gives you the grace for this life. That is His unmerited favor. All right? So it's unmerited. You can't do anything about it. The next one is blessing. Blessing is merited favor. All right? So blessing, there's something you can do. There's an opportunity that is opened up to you. There's soil that God says that you can plant, and when you plant, you will receive a return. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That means whatever you sow in His kingdom, He's going to multiply it. He's going to give you more than enough. He's going to overshoot. You know, when you invest into, let's say shares, just an example. When you invest in shares, there's nothing you can do about the investment. Am I right? Once you invest, you can keep an eye on it, you monitor it, but there's nothing you can do legally. Unless you know how to manipulate the shares. But we won't go there, all right? That's why I said you cannot do anything about it legally. And so is the kingdom of God. You invest in the kingdom of God, and God is in charge of that investment. How good is that? How good is that? God is in charge of the investment. And you know, He never comes out short. He never comes out in a way that, you know, He's going to owe you. Whatever you put in, He's got more than enough to repay. He's got more than enough to give you more than you ever need. This is not a prosperity message. But this is talking about principles in the Bible. God's principles, right? You sow what you reap, what you sow. He gives the rain. Okay, few things we need to cover, all right? So the blessing is something that you need to sow, so you need to do something. And I would encourage you to hear the voice of God. Like in a session today, when we are worshiping Him, what has God dropped in your spirit? What has God wanting you to do? What is the seed that God has planted in your heart for you to take action on? If you want to go a step further, you can sow your prayers into that calling. You pray, you fast, And at times, you even put your money onto it because you are sowing into that ministry or into that calling. And that's sowing into it because you are stepping out in faith. Okay? So, few things I want to get clear here, and one of those things is, it is God that brings the rains, right? He brings the rains. Hosea 6:3, if you are taking note. This is what God says. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge Him. As surely as the sun rises, He will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Wow. He will appear, He will come to us. His very presence will come to us. Alright? He not only brings the rains, but He will come to us like the rains. Right? So we heard about that, and we experience His presence today. He will bring the rains. So, it's not the angels coming and bringing the rain, or bringing gifts, or bringing the returns, or the blessing, but He Himself will come. And He gives the rains. Jeremiah 5:24. He gives the rains. He says, they have not said in their heart, let us fear the Lord our God who gives the rains, both autumn and spring, in seasons, who keeps for us the appointed weeks of harvest. He sets the scene, okay? He brings the rains, and He also appointed the seasons, the times, and the length of your harvest, and so on. Everything is up to Him, alright? So, there is no set thing, that He is not bounded by any natural things, but He is bounded only by His promises. How good is that? Alright? So, sometimes, that's why He says we have to wait patiently, because we do not know the times and seasons. We do not know when the return will come, but it will come. We do not know when the rains will come, but it will rain. Okay, rain for sowing and reaping. Okay, the rain comes for sowing and reaping. So we have the former rain and then the latter rain. All right. So a few principles here about sowing and reaping. So you reap what you sow. What you put in into the kingdom of God, you will reap. Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. Okay, God is not mocked. Whatever one sows, they will also reap. Alright, Galatians 6:7. And sow in the Spirit reaps eternal life. Alright, so Galatians 6:8, the next verse. Whoever sows to please their flesh is out of their flesh will reap destruction. But whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Alright? So it's sowing in the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. And then the next one is sow generously. 2 Corinthians 9:6. Alright? Whoever sows generously will reap generously as well. And sow in good soil. Alright? Next one is sow in good soil. What is a good soil? Luke 8:15 says, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. And that's you. Alright? That's you. Those who have been following Christ, those who have believed in Christ, those who have believed in His word. That's good soil, alright? So the seed goes on the good soil, as I mentioned to you. You're going to receive it, and you're going to run with it. Amen? And next one is Malachi 3:10. Bring in the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and test me in this, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing without measure. So the next one is sowing in good soil, and that's you sowing in good soil. And what that means literally is talking about sowing into God's storehouse. All right? God's storehouse in this reference is talking about a heavenly representative on earth. Okay? It's a heavenly representative on earth. One thing is to receive your tithe. We talk about tithe and offering. Now, tithe is not what you sow. Tithe is something that you give to God. Tithe is something that this belongs to God. It's a sacred portion. All right? So whatever you earn, one-tenth of it, a tithe, that is what God, that belongs to God. All right? Over and above that, that's your offering. And that's your offering that you will give and you sow into the kingdom of God, to whatever it might be that God has purpose in your heart. Some of us sow because God has called us out into ministry. Some of us sow into a project that God has wanted us to start. Some has called us to sow into a community where God is moving in that space and people's lives are being changed. At one time, we sowed, a VCC sowed, our church, we sowed into a number of different ministries, and that's good soil. And one time, we sowed into a youth program called Student Life, and that's operating out in the University of Auckland. And we sowed into that ministry, and that was, we started about a few years ago. And that was the time when God said very clearly, I want you to sow in a youth ministry because I'm going to bless the church youth ministry. We're going to bless VCC youth ministry. And God sometimes come up with things like that, right? And out of obedience, we did that. And we sow into that student life ministry. And then within a few weeks and a couple of months, we had a new youth group leaders coming in on board. We have new youth programs starting and so on. So sometimes God wants us to sow into certain areas and then for an opportunity for God to actually bless his ministries. Amen. So on a lighter note also, God multiplies. That's another principle of sowing and reaping. 2 Corinthians 9:10, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Wow. He who supplies seed, he supplies the seed and bread, and when we put it back to God, he's going to increase your store and enlarge your harvest. Now, if you think of yourself as a farmer, what is the one thing that you want most of all? If you are a farmer, what is it that you want? You want an increase of your produce. All right, the seed that you've sown, you want an increase of that. If you have, I do not know, 2,000 kilograms of seed you start off with, the next harvest, when you harvest, you want double that. Or you want 10 times of that so that you can feed on it and then you can also use that as part of the harvest next season. Think of it as a farmer, all right? So all this is about using that illustration. God is saying, be like a farmer. Be like a farmer, right? When you sow something, be like a farmer. Expect certain things to happen. Expect God to replenish. Expect God to over and multiply and give you more than you can contain, more than your storehouses can contain. Have that image in your mind when you start to learn about these principles, when you start to walk in these principles. God says, be like a farmer. Okay? So, God multiplies, all right? Some time ago, I just want to have a recollection. My wife Sue had a strange calling from God to have a spit roast in church. Some of you may remember that there was some time many, many years ago. And we were supposed to have a spit roast out in the foyer, kind of just to illustrate the goodness of God, you know, and then to have a spit roast and then to bless everyone in church. And Sue got that very clear direction from God. I want to have a spit roast. Will you honor me and have that spit roast? So when on board with that, got the church leaders, elders, leaders to approve it, and then got it done. But they needed finance, all right? And God specifically say, we are not using the church finances. We want the church to sow. We want the church to provide that finance, to provide that funding for that spit roast. And some of you who are very familiar with spit roast, you will know how much it costs and all those things, right? So it's not cheap. So we had this event that we staged, and people were, those who caught that vision, they were sowing into it. They gave money and they donated money into this thing, and then we had that spit roast. Unbeknown to us at that time, there was a Korean pastor, and he also gave some money to it, believing God for something, all right? Believing God for something that God will multiply in something that he was doing. What he did was, at that time, he bought a piece of land in Albany. He's a pastor from South Korea. He's come here, and he's bought a piece of land. And when he sold the land, God just miraculously multiplied. He got an extremely good price for the land, much more than he realized, much more than he expected. And he gave the credit to sowing into what God was determined as a place that you can sow and he can multiply and he can use it, right? And then he sold it for a good price, and then he bought a building in Manukau City, and that's where he started his ministry. Amazing, all right? So amazing multiplication of God, amazing miraculous finance coming from God. For us, what did we get out of that exercise? We were obedient. And what came back to us was that our property, we had a tenanted property, our tenanted property got smashed. We had a tenant at that time, and they were rowdy people, not your best tenants. And what they did was they smashed every wall in our property and damaged our carpets. They just put a hole in every wall, and then they left without mentioning it. And they even changed the locks. We can't even get in. And then we were thinking, Lord, we were obedient to your call. We did this with great effort, and this is your reward to us? But Sue had a very clear indication that God is going to provide us as a recompense, a great sum of money. Is a great sum of money. I won't say how much. She's not willing to share it with me. You can laugh. So this was 1 year after the spit roast. But we saw into it, right? We saw into what God wanted. And then at the same time, our property got smashed and so on. What we did was, prior to that, we took out a renter's insurance. And this we have never done with any of our rental properties. this was the first time, for some reason, Sue got that inclination to do that. We took up a renter's insurance. And what that did was that the insurance paid for all the repairs. Paid for all the repairs. And that means that every wall that had been smashed, even just like a small hole, had to be changed and completely replaced. You cannot just fix the hole, you got to replace the entire wall. So what we did was that God has blessed us with a complete renovation of our rental property, plus the carpets. We had new carpets, we have all the walls completely changed, we had new painting and over it and so on. Isn't God good? But we waited 1 year for it. And we didn't know how it was going to come. Sue had the thought that if you will get an envelope in the letterbox with that sum of money. God doesn't work like that. Too easy. Too easy. God brings you to a journey. And when you sow, God always comes through. Amen. God always comes through. And He's going to bring the rain to keep you sustained in it. He will bring the rain to keep you strengthened in that hope and in that calling that God has given you. Amen. Okay. So sow with expectation, and then you will reap a harvest. Be patient. The rain also does some other things. The rain brings vindication. Okay. Joel 2:23. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the autumn rains for your vindication. He sends you showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. This is vindication of God's love for you and for your obedience to follow and to sow into His calling. All right? So He brings vindication. He approves, and then He signs it off. He puts a mark on it and says, "This is mine." All right? Amen. He vindicates you. And Psalm 23 reminds me of His promises. He says, "He will set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." What a promise. Amen. He will give you that vindication. How many of you have gone through life and you have been kind of suffering because, you know, certain things have come back to you, they were not good, and people are against you. Some people are against you because of your belief, because of just being you. And then, you know, you need some vindication from the Lord. And the Lord says, "I will bring the rains upon you. I will bring the blessings upon you." So, and that is a sign, and that's an indication that you are vindicated in my eyes. Okay? All on board on that? And the winter rains. Winter is a time where, you know, nothing grows, nothing much happens. And God sends a winter time in your life at times. And there is a purpose for it. The winter time is a time for you to reflect. It's a time for you to wait upon Him. To go through that season where nothing seems to happen. But God wants you to wait on Him. God wants you to wait patiently. But God is also showing you something. God is showing you that He is sovereign. He is sovereign. All right? Everything that happens is because of Him. He doesn't allow anything that doesn't happen in His plan or timetable to occur. He undertakes everything. He is in control of everything. Job 37, verse 5. Job 37 verse 5. God thunders, marvelously with His voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend. For He says to the snow and to the showers and to the downpour, be strong. God seals the hand of every man. In other words, God brings to a standstill and God stops the work of every man, that all men may know His work, His sovereign power, and their subjection to it. Hallelujah. God brings everything to a stop and to a standstill, but the life is still there. And He is showing forth His glory. He is showing forth that He is Lord over everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I get the worship team to come, please? Can you just bow your heads with me? I've come to a close, but I just want to ask you a question. What season are you in your life right now? What season are you in right now? Has God placed something in your heart and you are in the planting season? God has put a thought in your heart. God has put a seed in your heart and says, this is what I want you to do. And He's going to send the rain. And today is an indication of that. He is sending the rain. And He wants to consolidate that seed. He wants to bring it to growth. He wants to grow it. And He wants to affirm you for that purpose. Are you in the latter rain, where you have gone through a journey, but now you feel that the going is tough? The going is getting harder. And God is going to send a rain to you, the latter rain. God wants to send a latter rain to you so that you may be strengthened, so that you may continue to flourish, so that you will know that He is with you every step of the way. Or you might be in the winter months, winter season, where nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be growing. Nothing seems to be, you know, of any, there's no activity. And God will be saying to you, you are in My waiting period. I want you to wait patiently. And I'm going to bring you the winter snow so that you may know. And it's an indication that I am sovereign and I am in control of the situation. I do not know what you're going through, but the Lord knows. And today, there's a break in the weather, in the natural. We had so many days of sunshine, and there's a break in the weather today. There's rain. Today there's rain. It might not be a downpour or a deluge, trickle. But it's enough. God is showing us that He's bringing the rain. He brings the rain. How much of the rain is up to Him. How much He wants to bless you, how much He wants to strengthen you, that's up to Him. But what we can do is open up to Him. Can we stand, please? Can we stand and just acknowledge Him? Thank you, Lord. You are indeed sovereign. You are indeed sovereign. You are a sovereign God, and everything that You have in place, You have ordained all of it. You are bringing us through the former rain and the latter rain and the winter rain, Lord, to bless us, and Lord, to put us in a place, Lord, that we can flourish in You. And Lord, at the same time, You want to bless us mightily, shaken together and flow overflowing. You want us to have an overflow of Your goodness, an overflow of whatever that's in you. I'm just going to open the altar, and it's up to you. You can come and just seek the Lord. Be happy to pray with you. But if you are in those seasons and you want that rain, you know, and you're just seeking God and you're just asking God, Lord, pour out the rain, oh God. I want your rain more than ever. Lord, I just want to come and be soaked and be immersed in your rain, oh God. Lord, just bring your rain, oh God. Bring your rain. I'm here and I'm available and I want to just have your rain come down. We're just going to sing a song. And come, if you wish to have prayer, we'll gladly pray with you. And if there's something new that God is wanting to start in your life, there's a seed that is about to grow and to bud, we just want to anoint that. Amen. We just want to anoint that seed that's in your life. They will grow. They will receive that rain and they will grow, become strong. And if you're in that position where times are tough, you're going through a tough time, God wants to bring the rain to just strengthen you. Amen. With his power and just with his presence. You come, all right? You come. We'll pray for you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come.